Development Partners. Item number five.
From the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on departmental waivers. This item also goes to the Committee on Economic and Community Development. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
The floor.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, you have in front of you the DBE waiver report for the month of April. We tracked $5.8 million worth of contracts, of which
$41,200. So, introduce yourself for our newest committee member. Okay.
My name is Nelson Soler. I'm the director of the Community Business Development Partners Office.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem. So again, we're presenting to you the DBE waiver report for April 2013. Our department tracked $5.8 million worth of contracting, of which $41,264 were waived. Those were primarily legal and lobbying services, which we waive under 56.30. There were also $46,500 that were contracted that were not routed through our office, which are also listed, primarily from the airport division. The percentage waived is only 1.5. Are there any questions regarding the report?
Any questions from the committee? All right, go to your second report. Supervisor Stanford, second, you have a quick comment?
Yes, sir.
Come to the table, and please recognize yourself on the mic so people know who's speaking.
Good morning, supervisors. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Russell Stamper, the 2nd, 5th District County Supervisor. Just a quick question. I want to understand, how do you determine a waiver? When and how do you determine a waiver for DBE participation?
Mr. Fellmar.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Stamper, the process of a waiver, it depends on which chapter the goods or the services were procured. Okay, so when you're dealing with construction, typically, the waiver is when it's specialized work. So when there is specialized work or there are no DBEs available to perform the work, we will issue a waiver. Okay. The other aspect in which we issue waivers is Chapter 56.30, when we had legal services requested by the board or the county executive office, we must waive them. And the third one is emergency contracting, when there's a danger to life or is a health issue, we also must waive the contracts.
Okay. One more question, Mr. Chairman. And also, when contracts indicate a good faith effort, how is that substantiated? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The good faith effort is a very comprehensive effort. I just want to remind everybody that Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors and the administration has chosen just to have one program, the DBE program, which applies also for local procurement. When we're dealing with federal procurement, there is a whole chapter on 49 CFR Part 23 that describes Appendix A that describes all the process. It has over 26 items that we had to follow through in order to accept a good faith effort, which include extensive outreach to the public, includes evidence that the contractor, the prime contractor, has interacted with DBE firms, copies of the quotations that they got, copies of any newspaper announcement. So it's very extensive and comprehensive.
Okay. And is there any update on the software that we ordered?
Sure. The software was RFP. We awarded the software to B2G Now as Reply. It's a company, and it started the process. We have been working with Corporate Counsel Risk and IMSD, Information Management Systems Department, to ensure that the agreement is compliant.
Thank you, Solar. Thank you, Madam.
You say madam? Oh, okay. Just checking.
Oh, it's okay if it's madam.
All right, Super Kowski. I've been nice to you right now, so all right. I might be late, but I'm not slow. Let's go.
Okay. The other report that we have is the DBE waiver report for February and March. During that period, we tracked $5 million, of which $3.3 million were waived. And that's primarily because of, again, legal services that include also the loan fund that went to MEDC, which are contracts that we typically don't have purview over. There were also two contracts that were issued by the controller, they went without CBDP review, but I also verified with him we had no DBs available to be able to comply or to issue a DB goal on those two contracts. Are there any questions in that report?
Any kind of questions? Thank you, sir. This is an information report. We have no
Thank you.
Item, we're going to facility management.